And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 29th of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Irish Sea, Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low moving rather quickly east, expected Bailey 986 by 1800 Saturday. New low expected Faroes 986 by same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 for a time, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. North at Cira, south at Cira. Southerly, southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West, backing southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7, a gale 8 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. West, 3 to 5, backing southwest, 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest, backing southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest Biscay. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly, 4 to 6, drizzle and fog patches later, good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Southeast Biscay. Northerly, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 later, fair, good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northeasterly, 4 to 6, fair, good. North Fitzroy. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, drizzle, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. West Sole. Southwesterly, 4 to 6, rain, moderate or poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time, 4 to 6, fair, then rain, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea. West 4 to 6, backing southwest 6 to gale 8 for a time, rain and fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Shannon. Southwest 5 to 7, rain, fog patches, moderate to very poor. Rockall, Mallon, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, except in Mallon. Rain or showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Northwest, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 for a time at first. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And Southeast Iceland. Variable 4 at first in east, otherwise southeasterly, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 6 later. Rain or snow, moderate, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 8 miles, 1012, rising. Stornoway, southwest by west, 3, recent rain, 16 miles, 1009, rising more slowly. Lerwick, west-northwest, 6, slight rain, 19 miles, 1,000, rising quickly. Wick Automatic, west, 3, recent rain, 11 miles, 1,006, rising. Aberdeen, west, 3, 27 miles, 1,009, rising more slowly. Lucas, west by south, 3, 22 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Boomer, west by south, 4, 22 miles, 1,012, rising. Bridlington, west, 3, 1,013, rising. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, north-northwest, 3, 11 miles, 1,015. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest, 3, 1,018, rising. Jersey, northwest by north, 4, 15 miles, 1,020, rising. Channel light vessel automatic, northwest 5, 11 miles, 1,021. Scilly automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by west 3, 15 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Aberporth, west northwest 4, 22 miles, 1,019, rising slowly. Valley, west by north 3, 14 miles, 1,018, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west 5, mist 3 miles, 1,016, rising. Valentia, south 2, 11 miles, 1,021, now rising. Ronald's Way, west by south 4, 13 miles, 1,017, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west 4, 13 miles, 1,015, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, west 5, 5 miles, 1,014, rising more slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. An area of low pressure will move eastwards near North Scotland, maintaining a generally westerly airflow and unsettled conditions across the United Kingdom, along with some strong winds in many places and gales for some northern waters. However, high pressure will gradually build through Sunday to bring quieter conditions and lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or northwest, backing south or southeast for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or southwest, backing south for a time, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West, backing south or southwest for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7 later, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northmorland. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly, 5 or 6 later, mainly fair, good. Northmorland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwesterly, 5 or 6 later, drizzle later, good, occasionally, poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 4 or 5, backing southwest 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Drizzle and fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Drizzle and fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, backing west or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Rain and fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northwest 3 to 5, backing southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, then veering west 4 to 6 later. Rain and fog patches for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West, backing southwest for a time, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Isle of Man. West 4 or 5, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later, then veering west 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West backing south or southwest for a time, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. westerly, backing southerly, southwesterly for a time, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West, backing south, southwest for a time, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Showers, rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. West, backing south, southwest for a time, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later. Showers, rain for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time later. Showers, rain for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. On behalf of my colleague Lisa Costello in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihiwa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Taiwan. Coming up, as Myanmar is hit by a devastating earthquake, how will aid reach the affected areas in a country in the midst of a civil war?
When you're talking about responding in a conflict situation, as in Myanmar or as in other conflicts around the world, you then have to negotiate with different parties to be able to work across conflict lines.
The Trump administration again pushes for U.S. control of the world's largest island.
Our message to Denmark is very simple. You have not done a good job by the people of Greenland.
His vice president says Denmark has underinvested in the territory. We'll ask, is he right? And we'll bring you the latest on tariffs. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the latest BBC News.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. Rescue workers in Myanmar have described scenes of utter devastation in Mandalay, the city closest to the epicentre of Friday's earthquake. Many buildings have collapsed and they're digging to reach people trapped under the rubble. It's thought that hundreds or even thousands were killed across the country. Hospitals have been overwhelmed with casualties. Myanmar's military ruler has appealed for international help. Rebecca Henschke has been monitoring reports from the country.
Well, we're hearing from people that there isn't enough help. Frankly, people are saying that they're not getting the relief or the recovery effort that they need, which is to be expected given the state of the country. The epicentre of the earthquake, Sagay, is an area where there's been fierce fighting. So it's basically a volatile battleground between pro-democracy rebels and the government.
Rescue efforts are also continuing in the Thai capital, Bangkok, where the quake brought down a skyscraper that was under construction. Dozens of workers were buried under the rubble. Heavy machinery is being used to dig through the wreckage. Nick Marsh is there.
What was supposed to be a new government office is now a mountain of debris under which dozens of workers remain trapped. Rescuers have been here for hours, desperately searching for any signs of life. And their task is huge. First, they had to remove the enormous metal girders that had held the building up. Then they began the painstaking process of combing through the rubble. No matter what they find, tragedy has come to Thailand, more than 1,000 kilometres from the epicentre of the earthquake.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance has accused Denmark of underinvesting in the security of Greenland, leaving its territory vulnerable at a time when China and Russia are showing increasing interest. Speaking at a remote US military base there, Mr.